Good evening, everyone. I'm back again.
Speech off.
With horrible new Daniel. I just want to respond to Kate Spinner Girl's ABC challenge for today. Or ABC post, I should say. How safe are we on Audio Boom? Now, I've been thinking about this just a little bit because I've only just listened to it. And I actually don't think we are any more at risk from Audio Boom, and probably less so than things like Facebook and Twitter, for a start. I mean, OK, we might put more details on here, but it's actually less well known, if you think about it. I'm sure if you compare figures of people who are on Audio Boom to those who are on Facebook and Twitter, it's minimal. I think if we're sensible and we don't post our actual location, which I don't, I've accidentally left it on a couple of times. I don't mind doing it if I'm out for the day, because I don't upload the booze usually till I get back home, so it doesn't really matter because I'm not there anymore. Apparently, you can pinpoint someone's location pretty accurately if you really want to, if your post, your location is shown. So that's one thing which I wouldn't do. I also try not to say anything about my actual address on here. I might say the name of the road, but I try not to say the number of the house. I might say it in another boo, but unless I've got a complete stalker, I don't think it's going to hurt. I really think the chances of anything happening to any of us through Audio Boom are really minimal. If you go to the website, you can actually look and see how many people have listened to your boos. Now, you know, you might get 97 or something like that, but out of 97, out of all the people who are on social networking, is such a tiny, tiny, tiny little number. We will be highly unlucky. Statistics tell us that we will be highly unlucky to fall foul of anybody. I know Sam had a regrettable experience with somebody, but I don't think that's quite the same thing. Of course, it stems from information that they twisted, that she put out on a post. But that may have been someone with another agenda and not just wanting to come. You know, they're not going to come and find her. They just want to cause trouble, or they're just a know-all and nosy Parker. And at the end of the day, no real lasting damage, thankfully, was done. I do think it's a little bit safer now that we have to sign in or have to have an account, because if anything did happen, whoever had listened to the post would have been someone that Audio Boom has a record of in some form. I don't think they would be held responsible, or should be held responsible, if anything like that happened, because at the end of the day, we are responsible for the content we post. Now, having said all that, it doesn't mean to say that we want to give out our bank details or our phone numbers, possibly, or our address, or anything really, really, really traceable like that. It's just common sense. And to be quite honest, I think as visually impaired people, we are probably at far more risk walking around our community, because, okay, we don't know who's hearing us on here, but it's only a limited number of people, whereas when we're out in the community, we not only don't know who's seeing us, if we could see, we would have an idea if someone was looking at us in a peculiar way. But being blind, we don't even know if there's somebody there half the time. So I feel if any risk is going to come from us being visually impaired, it's probably more likely to come from in the community than on social media, especially Audio Boom. I mean, I'm not saying these things don't happen, because obviously they have happened in the past, but that's more people meet on Facebook, and like I did with Obi. I mean, luckily that was all fine, but, you know, people meet on Facebook and then they meet up and something bad happens. Things like that happen, but that could happen on a date, any kind of dating site. As you said, YouTube, things like YouTube and this new, what's it called, Periscope or whatever, where you actually see people and you actually see their environment, and you might see their actual house. I mean, I don't put pictures on here. There's a picture of me on a profile picture of me. And I think I put one photo once of Roland's birthday cake. I don't make a habit of putting photos because I can't take them. And I know a lot of blind people do, but I don't think I could do a sufficiently good job to want to put it on here. I'm better at talking, and I'll leave the photos to the professionals, to be honest. And I'm not very good at talking either, but at least I can actually do that. And I can't take pictures that, you know, how do we know that there's... I mean, I know the iPhone does tell you a certain degree of information, but... Anyway, that's another topic. As I say, I don't even worry about going around in the community either. It's something I've never worried about. We've talked about it on the VIP Advisor channel about how safe people are, how safe do we feel going around. And, you know, living on the outskirts of London, I've lived and worked in London and never had any adverse... I'm not saying I've never had any bad incidents, because I've had people being a nuisance with the dog and stuff like that, but I've never had been mugged or attacked, or I've had some times when I was a bit scared. I thought someone might be following me, whatever. But, you know, as long as you're sensible about things and, you know, you in the daytime, you're pretty safe. If you go out at night, just make sure you stay or try and find out. If you can't see where the well-lit places are, don't take shortcuts down alleys if you can avoid it. Or if you do have to do that, try and go with someone else and don't go on your own. I feel quite... I don't feel very confident going out on my own now, but that's nothing to do with being attacked or stalked or anything like that. It's because I've had health issues. When I had a bad experience when I was out, and that knocked my confidence. But I've never had an issue worrying about other people and me. I don't know why. I know some blind people. I know of people who've been mugged, even with a guide dog. I tend to feel safer with my dog. He's quite big. He doesn't look very fierce, but if someone's going to attack you, why would they choose someone with a dog when there's loads of people without? That's my theory. It might not be a very good one, but it keeps me confident anyway. I don't actually like going out in the dark anymore on my own. I used to do it all the time before I had the kids. I used to come home on the last train, getting into my station at like 1 o'clock in the morning, get taxis, because the buses had stopped running and all that. I would never do that now. Since I had the kids, I, of course, had a big responsibility to stay alive for their sake, and I didn't want to go out much anyway, especially when they were very young. I didn't go out at all, really. Not up to London anyway, or certainly not at night. I might have gone up to my old work to take the babies up there to see people and that, but I actually took on a new... perspective on life, I suppose. When I had kids, it changes you and gives you a different responsibility. You're not just responsible for yourself anymore. You've got a responsibility to your children to be there. And actually, it weighs heavily on you sometimes. It's a worry. Even now, it's still a worry for me, especially in my health. You know, with my health issues, it's a terrible worry sometimes. That's what I worry about more than about myself. So I don't really think we need to worry too much. As long as we're sensible, we don't put our location, we don't give out our address, we don't give out our phone number, we don't give out our national insurance number, bank account number, anything like that, which would be really stupid. And I think we have got a really caring community. It's very, very quite close-knit, and I think everyone is always there to support and help one another. And I like the fact that we can almost be in someone else's house, because it's quite a shocking thing sometimes. It kind of shocks me sometimes when I think we know so much about these people, but we actually haven't met them, and most of them we probably never will. I mean, I've met a few people. I've met Karen Burgess and Claire Randall and Nama and Jeff. And I knew I've known a few other people, you know, before Audio Boo, and I've obviously met them too. But most people we probably won't meet in our lifetime, but we feel like we know them. And I think that's really nice, and I think that's something special. That's the thing that's very special about Audio Boom. You don't get that with Facebook. I mean, Facebook's lovely. You talk to people, you can become friends. I mean, I've got a husband because of Facebook. We had a mutual friend and we started talking and all that. And all the rest is history. But mostly, it's more, I don't know, I can't remember how many friends, because I don't add many people anymore. I used to just add anybody, but now I'm a bit more fussy about who I had, not because I've had a bad experience, but just I can't be bothered with it. I can't deal with it. People, I don't want too many people talking to me on there, you know what I mean? And especially blokes. And so I don't tend to add people that I don't know now. And it's not for safety reasons. I've got over 300 friends, and I know some people have thousands, but so for that reason, it's more impersonal because I don't know most of them, and I don't know much about most of them, to be honest, only what they put on there. And I don't particularly care about most of them, to be truthful. But Audioboo is different to that, and I'm not on Twitter because, again, I just haven't got time for it, and I just don't want to get involved in all that stuff. I'm sure it's very nice, and sometimes I think, oh, shall I open a Twitter account? And then I think, oh, no, you know what, I can't be dealing with it. I really like Audio Boom. For the reasons I've said, you've got the, as well as people's personal timelines, there's the channels, and they can often be very helpful in technical issues, and well, I follow three blind channels for the visually impaired, blind channels, whatever you like to call them. I follow a few other things as well, like radio stations and that. But the channels, VIP Advisor, VI Talk, and Blind Abilities, you know, they come up with some very good topics and help. You know, sometimes people ask a question and I think, oh, I've been wondering about that as well. And, you know, most things have been talked about on there. Really, you know, especially on blind abilities, there's a very wide, my phone just slipped, a very wide variety of topics and discussions on there at times. And then you've got VI Talk, which has lots of useful podcasts and things about, there's one about Sophia, who's expecting a baby and it's her first and she's blind. And then there was Joe Fishwick's Guide Dog Diaries, which were very interesting. She's just qualified with her third guide dog, and I think there's been some other, you know, topics on there, people with health issues and stuff, and just an equipment. They have things about new equipment and services, and then there's VIP Advisor, which covers pretty much anything that you want to cover, from talking cash points to things in accessible format and guide dogs and how to get attention in restaurants and when you can't see and all sorts of things like that. And they had a Christmas concert, and you know, it is a good community, and that's why I think it's really sad if they take that down and it's just these boring podcasts. I mean, I do listen to some of the podcasts, don't get me wrong. I listen to The Archers, which I hadn't listened to in years, but I stumbled across it. And I also listen to CBeebies, which is a children's, like really small children, like 3 or 4 or 5, because the kids used to watch the channel CBeebies when they were little. And it's nice. It comes on first thing every morning. There's a little story. Today it was The Ugly Duckling, and I really enjoyed it. I love the music they played in the background. And, you know, it's a kid's thing, but I still enjoy it. So I do follow some of the things like that. But basically, the reason I'm on Audio Boom is because I like to interact with other people. I like to record my memories, and I like to hear about other people's lives. It's very interesting to see how people live in different parts of the world. And there's a high proportion of visually impaired people who use the platform. And so that's an extra bit of interest. I mean, I like hearing from anybody, but, well, within reason. But that's an extra bit of comparison to do. How do blind people get on in Canada, and how do they get on in Israel and America and Finland and all these places that, well, some places, some of them I've been to, but, well. But, you know, in Germany and Spain, there was Erin who was been doing her teaching in Spain. That was very interesting to see how she got on and see how things were different there for blind people. And, you know, they're all things that we if we wanted to know, we could look them up. We could look up and find join forums and things like that. But would we actually think to do it? Would we actually... Oh, this phone keeps slipping down, sorry. Would we actually think to look up these things? I don't think I would. I mean, we've talked about accessible formats and stuff, and then I found out how we were very lucky, even though I ended up owing a load of money because I didn't get my HMRC letters in Braille, but I found out that no one in Canada gets Braille information and people in Israel don't either. And in this day and age, especially Canada, really, they don't get things in Braille. And it's quite unbelievable. So I really like, I'm a big fan of Audio Boom, and I hope it stays, and I hope we all stay safe, and I think we will. I'm not worried about it. Yes, I've given out details probably of where I am, where I live. I live in Orpington, just for the record. But, you know, Orpington's, it's not a huge place, but if someone wants to find me, they're going to have to do a bit of searching, especially when I don't go out much. So good luck with that, if any of you are thinking of stalking me, which I'm sure you're not. But good luck with it anyway, just in case you are. I very much doubt that you're going to find me. And if you do, well, you know, we'll see. I'm not worried about it. If there's any lunatics out there, I think we would be very unlucky that if they were listening to us on Audio Boom. It's not the sort of thing where you can, you know, to be fair, most of my followers are visually impaired. And to be honest, they're the people I know about. Of course, people can listen to it that I don't know about because anyone can listen. And that's okay because still the highest proportion, I think, are visually impaired people. And they're going to have a bit of a pretty hard job stalking somebody because they don't know what they look like and B, how they're going to find them. And a lot of them are overseas, so they're not going to come all the way over here just so that they can find us, are they? I don't think. But I'm not poo-pooing the idea at all because I do think we ought to, you know, after what happened to Sam, I do think we ought to just check that we're not doing anything or saying anything that might come back to bite us. But I don't think there's much to worry about in the stalker department because sighted people, who are the ones that would probably be more likely to do this because it's just easier for them to hang around areas and to know where they're going. I mean, I know people are going to use blind square, but, you know, they could do, but it's more likely to be someone who can see and it's more likely to probably be a man, and realistically. Now, sighted people are... I know we have people like... Now, I'm not labelling them as perverts or anything like that, don't get me wrong. I know we have the seeing community in Audio Boo. We have Daylight Gambler and All One Word and Top Gold and Armani Blog and all these people who I think can see. Well, and Turbo Stream and Black 73 Cat and Sassy Cat and Kimber Boo and people I know that drive around, so I presume they can see. But most people who can see really don't usually, if there's like stalkers, I don't think they're going to bother with Audio Boo really, because they are probably more into visual stuff like YouTube or things where there's videos and they can actually see people. So, and photographs. So I don't really think we're at much at risk. I'm not saying there's absolutely no chance, because there's always a small percentage of a chance, but I'm just trying to rationalise it a bit. And say, I think we're more at risk. It's like people are going to be worried about flying now after the German airline disaster last week. And, you know, what are the chances of that happening, really? What are the chances of any air crash? Yes, they happen, but how many times do people get knocked down and killed on the road? We don't know. Not unless we look it up on the internet and find statistics. And that's simply because it happens so many times that it's not newsworthy. So I think we can equate ourselves to an air, you know, anything happening to us on Audio Boom to an air crash. It's so unlikely compared with everything else around us, like walking around in the streets, crossing over roads, that anything's going to happen to us via this medium, that it would be newsworthy, put it that way. Anyway, maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe someone can come back and say, well, you're talking an absolute load of crap. Just shut up, will you? And if they do, well, they're entitled to say that. Anyway, I've had no sleep. I didn't sleep last night. Well, I slept for an hour. I got up at 4 o'clock and I went back to bed at 9 and I was just dozing off and the phone rang and it was the bank. And then I got up again because I couldn't sleep and I sat down in the chair and I've had about 6 cold callers today and I fell asleep for about 10 minutes and then the first cold, I think it was about the 5th because I'd had some in the morning, rang me and woke me up, and then another one rang me and woke me up, and I was only like dozing, I wasn't even in a proper sleep, and then Ronan rang the doorbell because he hadn't taken his key and woke me up, so I never got any proper sleep, so I'm probably rambling like a someone that's a bit delirious, so please excuse me. I haven't had any coffee or anything, so I'm not hyper. Just lack of sleep. That's made me have a more verbal diarrhea than usual. Anyway, I'll talk to you all again soon, no doubt.